What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Nick Scarpino. Hello. If you've never met me before, I'm a pretty cool guy. We are also joined today by the movie bros herself, Joey Noel.
I left my chapstick over there and I'm really sad now.
We'll go get it. We'll wait. I have two other people to introduce, Joey, and we can wait for those people.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that Joey herself is the movie bros?
Joey's the movie bros now. Yeah, that's what we've come up with for Screencast. If you guys watch that, of course, we do a fun new segment on Screencast every week called The Nick List, where we go over three movies very quickly and rank them as either
it's like the knock good, list?
Good, bad, good, or bad, bad. Exactly like the knock list. Exactly. Wow. It's all the disavowed agents of movies that we haven't watched in a long time that we decide how they are ranked. Of course, we have the second best Baby Blues in San Francisco, Mr. Forbes 30 under 30, Tim Geddes. How you doing? Let Tim host.
I'm doing fantastic. Andy, if you didn't know, Joey is the movie bros herself, because one time on Screencast, Kevin introduced her as the movie bros. Which is it's just so good. It's so good. You can't write that. You know what I mean? It's like, and there's just a certain magic.
And of course, the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe-trotting, headshotting Nitro Rifle from twitch.tv, my best friend, and sometimes hits me up to go hang out when you guys don't even know about it, Mr. Andy Cortez. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. We hang out a lot, Nick. We've been hanging out a lot recently.
Digitally, mostly. We don't actually see each other in person ever. We saw that one time where they were Barrett and Alyssa were on the steps, and you low-key told me that my beard was too long, and then that was the last time we saw each other in person.
I want to talk about your beard. I want to let you get through all the rigmarole and all that, but then I want to talk about your beard.
Okay, cool. We'll get to that. That's my favorite subject as of late. Of course, huge thank you to our Patreon producers for this month. Mohammed, or Mo Squared, as we're calling him. Cameron, vote for Reagan. Kieran O'Donnell, Steve, Roger Powers, Julian, the gluten-free gamer, Dana Delaney Twining. I put Dana there, but maybe that's a bad one. We'll edit that out. We'll just call it Dana Twining. Lee Polero, Dr. Farmer Mike, and of course Connor Nolan, or Andy Kono, as we're calling
I say Kono, but then Greg's Delaney, doing this other bullshit.
Greg is no longer available for this podcast today, so it is us. The rats are sailing the ship.
If you know Greg's doing, Greg does Connor O'Dowell or some bull. It's like Greg, stop trying to do what we do. Let us do what we do.
He's ridiculous. You know? He's so inconsistent. But I'll tell you who is consistent, ladies and gentlemen. Our sponsors. This episode, of course, is brought to you by Honey and ExpressVPN. But we'll get to those just a bit later.
There was somebody in there that I didn't quite decipher what their name was and what the bit was that you were doing.
There was someone's name, Delaney Twining. Now, I said Dana Delaney because Dana Delaney was an actress from, I think she still does stuff, but she was pretty popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. Of course, she did a movie called Exit to Eden that I was excited about because I thought it was about a retreat where people go and they have sex with each other and it's all like bondage and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like a movie about like sexy tying people up and stuff. It was not very sexy. It was not sexy at all. But Dana Delaney was one of the main stars of that. I think she was on a TV show called China Beach, maybe back in the day. But then I got halfway through that name, Tim, and I said to myself, I wouldn't want to be called Dana Delaney, because although Dana is a unisex name, maybe Delaney Twining is going to take this as some sort of insult. So what's I backed out name? Of it. Twining?
Twining.
Twining. Twining. Excuse me.
No,
T-W. Twining. Like, yeah, Twine.
Okay.
Because we're only one N, right?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Here we go. I got a name. I got a name, Nick. Let's just think about this. We can ponder it. We can workshop it. Say Delaney thing.
Wow. That's good. Like say anything?
Yeah.
I kind of like that one better.
Say Delaney thing. That's great.
Yeah.
And how do we feel about Lee El Pollo Polero?
El Pollo Loco Polero?
Yeah, El Pollo Loco Polero. How do we feel about that?
I like that one a lot. Good. I don't know about your Steve Rogers powers, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
That one was went a wrong Tim. Direction.
What about Urkel?
Come off the dome sometimes.
What about call him Urkel?
No, nobody wants to be called Urkel. No one's going to give us freaking $50 or however much it is to be in this spot.
I love that you guys are going off of Steve when Powers is in his name.
Yeah, it's Powers is Steve.
Powers should have a little bit more weight.
Steve, okay, how about this? I'm going to throw this out there. Steve Power Rangers. Steve Powers Ranger.
Powers Ranger.
You're so bad at this. Powers it's really Ranger. Upsetting.
No, that one got Andy. That one got Andy.
That was good. That was good. That
Powers good. Ranger.
Like, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, we do this podcast here on youtube.com/kindoffunny each and every week. We're four sometimes best friends gather around this table and each bringing topics for your amusement. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today, but apparently we're kicking it off with the massive growth that has happened on my face with this beard. Tim, what do you want to say about this glorious thing that I got going on, this little pillow of goodness?
Before I talk about that, I do want to bring attention to the fact that whenever Greg does the four, sometimes five best friends, this table thing, in these new setups, I don't actually bang on the table because I don't want to mess up the mic. So yeah. I just kind of mime it. Mm-hmm. But because of the shot right now, it did not look good. I didn't complete the pounding. Yeah. So, and I went a little extra for it. So that was for you guys.
Yeah,
I
appreciate that. There.
That no, what was, I want to talk about, though, is these camera shots. There's mm-hmm. been a couple little improvements over the last couple of weeks. Kev, if there's any way for you to show your setup, that'd be cool. But if not, just let us know. That's fine. But right now, as you can see, Nick has a fancy camera setup. Kev has a fancy one too.
Fancy camera.
Beautiful.
There's an interview thing that shouldn't be here. Where
is that? What are they seeing right now? So I can
comment on that. Wait, hold on.
They're seeing, I think, all of just Kevin.
No. Okay. No, what? Oh. No, they're seeing the five cameras, but the four is layered underneath it, so...
So I'm still unclear on what they're seeing, but the point that I'm making is that me, Joey, and Andy are using the webcams. Andy or Nick and Kevin are both using the fancy cameras that we're trying to get to work with some nice lenses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving the look, but there's a difference between you guys are still using different cameras, different lenses.
Yeah,
mine's so significantly cheaper as a camera than his. His is like an actual camera you would use in a
that
real...
we do use. In the studio.
Yeah.
Right. This is one of our side cameras. Now, to be fair, to Kevin's camera, I think looks really, really good. I think Kevin just needs a skosh more light on his face, but that's pretty much it. I think that would be the difference between... Well, now it's like, okay, now you look like you're being interrogated by Samuel L. Jackson.
The point is...
You look so better. Wet, Kevin.
You look dewy.
Guys, there's no secret. I'm always wet. You know what I mean?
But you're always cold. You're never warm. This is what's crazy about me.
No, that's not true. It's the
always
opposite.
Cold.
I'm always hot. I'm always wrong. Remember, you always...
Nick, he's freezing to the touch.
You're so warm. You're so warm.
He's freezing
you
to the touch.
You say that to me all the time.
Well, now the new thing is you're freezing to the touch, Kevin.
I love that you guys have to invent narratives randomly on the fly when you say the opposite.
Whatever, dude. People think... I looked at some of my stats online, and the year that I was born apparently was 1981, not 1980. That was news to me. So who cares? We just make shit up on the internet. That's how it goes. Okay? I'm a year younger than I thought I was. It turns out, everyone.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, my Wikipedia page or some page somewhere on like RT or something.
Got it. Okay.
I thought you just didn't know how old you were.
Is that your Wiki feed page?
No, it's not. My Wiki feed page is oddly accurate to the inch. We'll just put it that way.
Jesus.
I was like feet.
Okay, getting back to it. I was about to say that your camera like is so HD. And Kevin, I need to let them know the conversation that was happening that made me laugh while Nick was doing the intro on Slack. That Kevin was trying to figure out what you look like what your camera reminds us of. And he absolutely nailed it. It's Amateur Allure. It's just minus the ring light.
You need to cut out the sound, all the diegetic sound, and just play that weird music for a second.
Yeah.
And then we'll have nailed it. And if you know exactly what I'm talking about, you watch way too much porn.
Way
you gotta
too
get
much.
A life. You got to go play a game or go outside or something.
Wait, what do you... Wait, what?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought Kevin was saying that it looked like a tutorial series on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I was saying earlier. Sure. And it kind of does. We'll go with that. I can't remember what channel, but more than anything, the color profile, the framing of it, just being like this dead on.
No, it would look more like Amateur Allure if I was a little bit closer to the camera.
I have to look this up. Hold on.
Trying to... Don't.
It's Andy. I just tried to Google it, and it doesn't come up easily.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's always hard when it comes up.
There's a... I think they have a website. Just throwing that out there.
Are they still a thing? I'll do more research.
You know what the problem with... I mean, if I'm being honest with you guys, a lot of these places, porn series, they blow up, and then they sell it off, and then people just use the name, but it's not the same as it used to be. Like original amateur allure was nasty to the point where you were like, this is the
tagline on this series. Let's what just no, don't worry about it, Joey. It's terrible.
I mean, Joey wants to know. Joey's an adult.
Terrible. I don't think anybody needs to know.
It had a very unique visual identity, Joey. That's the thing. And it was very close to the face. A lot of depth of field, very well lit. And
oh, it just like is there a lot of like blue lighting?
Yeah.
There's like a weird amount of
blue neon. It looks like they're Twitch streamers, kind of.
But there's a soundtrack to it too. Like Nick's right about
it's eerie. It's a very eerie haunting underscore. It's haunting because every once in a while it would just cut out and you would just watch these people do, or like this
Joey. I'm sorry. Women I'm Joey,
doing
sorry.
Something.
It's not even the weirdest conversation we've ever had on this podcast.
Definitely not. It's definitely not.
You're right.
This is.
It does seem like they're still active.
I think they just sell the name and then people keep producing it underneath that. Like, I don't think it's the same dude anymore that used to do it. And I'm just basing that largely off of size from what I've seen.
Kev, I'm sending you a YouTube video right now.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it's a YouTube video. Okay, so we can play. Is this going to be YouTube? Can we watch this or is it bad?
We just need to listen to it. Can you just play it?
Is this the music?
Assets. Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh, God. This music is so trippy.
We just need to play it.
Yeah.
Can they hear that?
Just so we can hear it. Oh. Wait, hold on. But anyways, the bottom line of this is we're very impressed with the quality of your camera, Nick.
I think it looks great. I think Kevin's shot looks really good too. So I'd be happy if we need to transition over to either of those. I think they look good. That's exactly what it sounds like. Is this the song?
This is it.
How did you find it?
Is there one song or is there just
one song?
It's not a song. Okay. It's just my God. Music.
It's like spa music. It's like you're going in for a very relaxing. Imagine this, Andy.
It's very comfortable.
It sounds like ASMR.
It's exactly like that. But you go in for a very relaxing back massage, but instead of that, you do a porn video. That's what this music
is. Andy, what was their byline? What is their slogan?
The slogan? Do you really want me to say it?
Just say it.
I mean, I'm convinced.
It was where young girls come to, where young girls are to swallow cum or something.
Oh
like
my God!
That.
It's where young beauties. That was a lot. Where young beauties come where to swallow cum.
No, where young girls come to swallow cum is what it says. And if you click 18, if you click 18 under, it takes you to Google.com. If you click over 18, it takes you to their site.
And to be clear, that's asking if you are, not if they are.
Not if you want to look.
Oh, yeah, if they are. Kevin, are you sure we are are you
what's
sure?
Amazing about this. Showing... I know exactly where Tim's head at. This is going to be the headline, and this is going to be the best episode.
I don't know what the headline's going to be.
It's going
to
be
What I will say, though, is the loop of the background music to the Amateur Alert video series, in actual fact, is merely a loop called Contemplative Synth 04, which is a stock loop that comes with Apple's free program GarageBand.
Wow.
It's repeated that makes sense. A bunch of times.
Apparently, Jobs innovating even when after death.
Crazy. Apparently, this music has the magical power to entice young women to swallow all kinds of mysterious liquids.
Now, what? Here's what I don't like about their tagline, Andy. I don't like the fact that these come twice. That's just poor writing. You should come up with this is where young people arrive to do something. You know what I mean? Like you can't to come. I don't know. I don't know if I like the
Nick.
Now I'm getting sold on it. Now I'm getting sold on it. I see what they're
now
doing.
Now that Nick has said it out loud.
I see the pun they have here, and that's a very, very good pun. Tell you what, though, Tim. I've been going out. I've been walking out a lot with the mask on, and the other day, I had it on for a while, came back with it, took it off, and the beard is so long, it imprinted in and curled underneath like an elf shoe. It just kind of started curling up this way, and I'm like, it might be a little too long. I want to get my hair cut so badly.
I don't, guys. What do you think, Nick's beard?
I think it would be cut Nick's hair.
I think it would look cooler if the hair was shorter on
shorter
top.
For sure.
No, for and sure. I'm gonna, for sure.
Yeah,
I think that's an issue. That. Both of you need to cut the tops of your hairs.
Well, I don't know how to do that, Joe, because it's illegal right now, and I don't break laws. Do you understand
me? Both.
What's that?
You need to cut the top of your hair too.
Me? Oh my God!
Your hair looks dope.
So no, I think Tim's totally hair's been looking cool. Fucking rocking and
thank
rolling
you,
the past
Andy.
Few days.
I totally fucking agree. We hit a new point, and like I've been talking about this with Joey and Gia at home. We hit a new point that for the first time, my hair looks better the second day of product. And I hate that because I like showering way too much. Like I like being clean at all times, but it's like my hair, like this is day one. It looks all right, but it looks way too prim and proper. Day two gets a little fucking crazy, like Andy normally has.
Yeah, Joey, you're crazy. His hair is awesome right now.
I think the problem is that I see Tim when it's not done.
Yeah.
And you look crazy.
Okay. When he goes boy band. When he goes boy
band. It looks like you have a bowl cut, but it's curly, so it looks weird.
Like, yeah, real talk, I
100 pants status, like, nuts. Yeah.
I was thinking about driving up to, like, Napa to get my haircut, like, trying to find a barber up there, because I think it's like, okay in those counties. But then I'm like, is it safe? I don't know. I think it's probably fine. But then I'm like, what if a guy fucks it up and then Tim will make fun of me? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I still want to. I still want to do that, right?
Joe.
Well, what if the county's okay with it, then you can go do it.
No, no.
Joe, are you going to stay in your county?
There. Look, my grape is see-through.
It is, Kevin.
Whoa. You're not supposed to travel counties.
No, you're not. Well, you're not supposed to travel. Yeah, you're not supposed to travel counties for services like that. Yeah, they don't want you to do that.
Joe, are you getting to a point where you're like, I'm going to have to re-dye my hair? What is the usual time frame? Process. Yeah, like you know, how many weeks do you go? How many months do you go? And then, you know, I'm going to have to schedule this in advance.
So I usually get my hair dyed like every 2 months. Give or take. And I got it done like the beginning of March, so right before all of this started. But my hairstylist was going on maternity leave, so she bleached the pink like way higher than she normally does, so that I wouldn't have to do it while she was gone. So, but now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, well, we're not leaving our house, so why am I going to pay to get my hair done? Because my salon is at my parents' house and that's open now. I'm like, do I want to run that risk? Do I want to drive 2 hours to get my hair done? Yeah, exactly. But then I don't have, like, I don't think I have any reason to do it. I am having the conversation of, do I just go back to having brown hair? Am I done with the pink? Because this is too much work.
I can't even
imagine. Joe, but like, okay.
Are you without color?
Yeah, because I didn't dye pink till I moved to San Francisco. Like, I had pink streaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, you always had color, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Joe, I don't know if I can accept that. Like, I feel like if it's not pink, it's got to be something else. It's got to be teal or a green purple. Or a blue or purple. Yeah, I feel like that's just the brand, Joe. Like, you know how Aaron from Game Grumps always has like a dyed streak, whether it's blonde or pink or something. I feel like it's part of the branding at this point.
So now I just...
But that's the question, Joe. Has it only been pink or purple before? Or have you ever went outside of that?
I've had like bright red hair. When I had like super,
but that's the thing is, I feel like you, it can't just be any color. You need to be in the family of the red to pink, somewhere in there, red, purple, pink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever do blue, green. That's not really my jam. I feel like I would, if I was going to do anything else, I'd go to purple.
That would be like Scott Pilgrim style. What's her face?
Ramona Flowers,
where it's just like, Joey, I think you need to. I don't agree with being boxed into a family of colors. I don't know.
That's what I want.
I heavily do. And I think that Joe should stick in it.
Joe, but what? Teal's so cool. What if it's like teal to purple?
But here's the thing. Going from pink to teal, going to be real hard. Going from pink to purple, way easier.
Yeah,
because pink and purple are in the same family. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. And it's darker. The mouth, so like it can cover the pink versus teal, I'd have to bleach it all out again.
Joey,
that takes long.
Hear me out.
Okay.
We give you Extra Life Kevin Coelho bangs.
Oh, I hate
and
bangs.
The bangs are fucking yellow, right?
Yellow, not blonde. Yellow.
And then the top, like the top area, purple.
Watching purple. Kevin stare into the camera as he eats is so unnerving. Boy. Kevin, you got to stop doing that. You're going to scare people.
It's one big fade, Joe. It's one big gradient all the way to your bangs.
Kevin, what are you eating? Cheese?
That makes me think of the Lakers, and I don't like that.
And then you get sideburns, Joe. And then those are turquoise. Grapes.
And then I grow a beard so we can come down.
I spent so many years of Extra Life that I would let Andy cut my hair, and I would like to retract that statement right now.
What?
Andy, I wish we started this joke with you where you cut people's hair, but you only ever give them your haircut. Like, you do it spot on, and it looks amazing. But that's the only haircut you can do. Andy, real talk though, if I wanted you to do a fade, do you think you could do a fade on the side?
1,000%.
Yeah. 1,000%. Like a solid fade, or like what's your confidence level of your fade technology?
Oh, really high. Yeah, I feel like I've done it so many times. I'm getting better and better at it. Like the skill levels, I'm gaining XP every time I do it. And I already know the method now. I I shave up to like here with a 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a 3. And then up here, I'll do like a 14 all the way up. So I'm left in the middle with all this overgrowth or whatever. And then I'll do like a 9, a little bit lower than the highest point that I just did.
Right.
And then I'll do like a 5 and then a 7. And then it's just sort of like you could see where the line that's been created slowly disappears as you keep on like, you know, figuring out the right levels.
So, you go really. My guy does literally when I go to him, he just turns the chair. He just goes and then turns the chair. And then that's the lower part. And then he just blends it in with like a big, small, and then medium, I guess, to blend it all out.
I guess I do that because I prefer long hair here on the sides. I don't want my fade to go too high because then my head shape looks weird.
See, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm trying to figure out for myself is I don't want to do the standard barber cut anymore. Like I want to do something different. I don't want to part my hair anymore. After this grew out, I'm like I kind of want to do. So at first I was like, oh, I'm going to grow it out, but it's just not doing what I. And now I'm getting my dad circa 1992 kind of, you know, Lou, or it's like Lou still had the comb over, but it was like it was not quite there. You know,
how was Lou's beard?
Lou never had a beard. Lou had a mustache. So,
oh my God.
There. Oh no. You know what? I take that back. I apologize. Lou did have a beard in the very early 80s. And because I remember distinctly, this is a weird memory, but I remember him sitting me down and going, hey, I'm going to shave my beard and you're going to watch just so you know that I'm still your dad.
It's still me. Yeah.
And I remember being a kid being like, I'm pretty sure I got it. Like, I don't think I'm that stupid. To have thought that you would like not understand what a beard is. But then I think back to how stupid I was when I was a kid. And we used to jump off roofs for fun, which is probably why my left knee doesn't work anymore. So I remember he did that. And then Lou rocked the mustache for a solid 20 years before my mom made him get rid of it. And then he shaved his head and that was cool, Lou. And then now lately my mom has made him grow the hair back out because she likes to go like this. Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice? And it like it's like a big old like Homer Simpson bouffant like comb over thing. It is not working for me. My dad, we're trying to get him to shave it. That's the thing.
I feel like Nick's starting to remind me a lot of Trevor from Grand Theft Auto. When you customize it to be that way with like the longer beard, with you know the receding hairline is there, but there's like the longer hair sort of overtaking it. Also, I'm getting some Scoot McNairy vibes from Halt and Catch Fire with the hair on.
Now, again, neither of these are good examples of something I want to be. This is not like, if you just said, Nick, you look a little like Adam Driver from everything Adam Driver's in, I'd have been like, okay, we're working with that. But basically, those two examples you just said make me feel very bad about myself. So we're going to, except for Trevor was Jack when we met him in person, and he's super tall.
Oh, yeah, Stephen Hobbs.
Beautiful. I want to go back to you saying that you don't want the barber cut anymore. So what do you want?
Like, here's what I'm going to say. For me, I don't think I have much of a choice because my hair, I got to keep my hair short or else it just starts to look really bad. But for you, Tim, looking at this picture that you put in the thing, I think you should just let your hair grow out.
Can you bring that up? And that's the plan, Nick. That's what I'm saying. Can you bring up the thing I sent to Assets?
On it, man.
And the reason I said Andy is because this is what I'm talking about. The picture we're about to see, that is day two hair of Tim. And I have that Andy thing going on where you have the little side bang. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah.
The Andy fun zone going on.
Yeah. And it was to a point where when Nick says that, when Nick gets mad at me for telling him that I don't necessarily love the longer beard, I think of the time where I had the longer side thing and he said it looked sort of like Hasidic Jews when they curl the side of their... of the things.
What a fucking asshole. Why would I say that?
It's so small. Why can't I?
What are we looking at? Well, look at it in assets. No, Tim, I think you should, but you're going to have to let the sides grow out. What I think you should do is, Tim, I think your hair would look amazing if you had more of what Kevin's got going on, which is like the sort of Mel Gibson, Wolverine sort of thing. Because you've got such good thickness that it could just be really long and like just let it grow out.
Tim, that's the stuff right there. That's like messiness with the, I mean, and that's what I try, that's what I artificially create every once in a while, where I use my hair straightener and as I'm going up I'll create a fake flare and I get the little flare going out.
The ultimate goal for me is I forget to say how to say his name is Raph from Uncharted 4.
Rafe.
It might be Rafe.
Yeah. R-A-F-E. That's the guy that Chloe is super horny for.
one of the many. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's sort of like Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
It's perfect. Like, Kev, if you can now Google RAFE Uncharted.
You mean when he's in the middle of a fight, right?
That, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's Tim, your hair's not going to look like that because it's too curly, but you don't, it doesn't matter because you have natural volume and curly hair.
The third picture, though. Cool. Kev.
But this is sort of like, oh God, this is sort of like Skeet Ulrich and Scream.
No, see what I'm thinking, Tim, for you is, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Here's the topic.
But I want just the reward to start when it's just slicked back, you know?
And then you guys like fall forward.
But you wanted to fall forward whenever you get into a sword fight with Nathan Drake.
Exactly.
Got it.
But your hair is never going to fall forward like that because it's curly.
Tim, here's what I'm going
to
say right now.
This is where I want to start. And this is where I'm close to now. But right now I have it too much to the side. I want to just get that back, you know? I want to look like a fucking Pidgeotto.
Here's what I'm gonna put in.
You want to look like Fran Mirabella?
I was just gonna say Fran.
No, yeah, I don't like that. Here's what I think you should do. Kevin, I just did assets. I just Googled some assets. I think Tim, and this is gonna sound crazy, because Fran's hair right now is crazy, but I think you could legitimately pull off the Bradley Cooper from A-Team, meaning it's long, like long on the sides, swoops down to the point where. Kev, I think just that one I have pulled up there.
Looks so good. Oh, my God.
But Tim has so that good. Level of hair. And I think you could legitimately get that look.
That looks really...
I'm just not a fan of the sides. I can't ever imagine myself having sides.
Yeah,
I
same here.
You, man. Sides are coming back in. See, Fran's hair is cool, but it's definitely a look that's kind of been around for a bit and is, you know, whatever. But the barbershop look, I'm wondering if this is going to kill that look. I'm wondering if this is going to be the thing that lets people like spear off into whatever the next direction is. For me, I want to go, I think I'm going to go super short with it. Like I actually want to do the thing where it's like really almost bicked from the sides and almost shaved up top, like a little bit of a fade into like into almost
Bruce
shaved.
Willis.
You kind of Bruce Willis-ish. Yeah. Like I like that look, but I don't know if
Pulp Fiction Bruce Willis.
No, not yeah. I guess maybe Pulp Fiction, Bruce.
Or
Willis.
Maybe
he's pretty tall back then, though.
I think your hair has looked the coolest, Nick, when it is, super short on the sides, faded up, but the middle is almost like, it's almost like a mohawk that's kind of falling to the side.
Yeah.
Like not too. I don't want to say. I don't even want to say that word because it immediately makes you think of like. You know, Sid Vicious sort of, or you know, whatever punk '80s mohawk, whatever.
Of mohawk.
Yeah, like a little bit longer.
I don't want to do the part anymore. I want to just have it be all one length up top and fade it up into that. And I don't know what that's going to look like. But the problem is, I don't have the growth here to really sustain that. So it looks basically like you're getting like you're the middle aged man that just needs to do what he can with it. And the bar, you know, like the old guy that just goes, just do whatever you can. The barber's like, this is the best we could do. We hit 40%.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I was hoping for 50%, but I guess as you get older, life just sucks more and more.
I'll tell you what I'm glad my hair doesn't do. The Phil DeFranco, where on the sides it just grows horizontally out. And there was a couple dudes at school that had that hair where they would always get the zeros back in like middle school.
My buddy Ryan had this.
You'd get the zeros and you would fade it up or whatever. Or you would just get a zero all around. But then there was some kids that their hair would just grow out, and then they ended up like they would gel it down on the sides, and it would create like this weird effect where it was gelled down here, and then it would just pop out on the sides. Like I'm so glad I never had that. Like when my hair grows out on the sides, it just kind of starts to get wavy and shit, you know.
Mine just immediately turns into 50-year-old middle management executive. That's what like at a car corporation. I always feel like when my hair gets this long that I should be like hanging out with Lee Iacocca at Ford and just being like, what are we going to do for the next Focus? Are we going to offer it in green? And everyone's like, we don't care. Fucking jump out of a window. That's what I feel like my hair is at right now.
Well, so how far are we from you finally doing the Kratos?
The shave? I want someone to do it for me though, because I want it to be super short on the sides and then just kind of like trimmed into the top. I don't want to do what I did before, which is do it myself, because I don't like it all one length.
I sent to assets like I think the ideal cut that you've had before.
Let me see.
That I think
Andy, it's not coming through.
Weird. It's like a gift. It was a gift.
I see it.
I see it.
What? I agree. I like this.
Oh, it's like a tenor gift. Oh, I finally popped in.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up doing again, because there's no, yeah, I do like this because there's no part. I just want it to be one length up top. I'm trying to grow out the side so I could just do that again where it's just one and then just go super high up. But I think that with the beard is going to be post-apocalypse Nick, like where we're all riding around in Toyota trucks and just shooting fucking wild game and just having a great time.
Yeah,
Nick, it was we talk about, or you'd mentioned I think on In Review, how the color profile on your camera sort of crushes out a lot of the it's very contrasty, right?
Yeah.
And the other day during one of the reviews, you were wearing a black shirt and it just looked like black everywhere. Yeah. Like there was no neck to be seen because your beard is covering all of this.
It's like I was wearing a turtleneck that just poked over here. Like those assholes that go out without their masks, you just think this is okay. Where they just do this. I'm like, that's not exactly.
Hey, Andy,
it works the same way, but it's not.
Can you Photoshop Nick's current beard on this picture?
Oh, that's a good call.
Of course,
Hold on.
Hold on. Which way do I have to go? This way? Is it this way or the other way to get it?
The other way.
I can flip it. It doesn't really matter. Hold on. Yeah, keep doing that. Keep doing that. That's a good idea, Kevin.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on, I got to full screen you then.
I don't know that, like, your ears matter, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think they do either.
What's that? You can't hear us.
I said, I don't know that your ears matter for this particular thing.
Well, you have to be able to get the thickness here, up here.
Yeah, he needs that.
He's an expert. He's going to draw in a lot of shit.
Well, I want the accurate rendering. I don't want Andy's artist interpretation of it. If I do that, I'm going to have a fucking J-pop haircut like he's got. What? Why am I looking at pictures of Phil DeFranco? Oh, we were just talking about him. That makes sense.
the way the side of his hair grows out.
We talked about our hair. Andy's going to Photoshop Nick. Obviously, Greg has the best hair he's ever had right now.
No, but here, real talk though, Tim, real talk. And this is why. This is the thing. You and Greg are battling out for me in my brain of having who's got the best hair. I feel like you have the better hair.
I got the
stuff. We need to start strategizing right now because Greg's going to come out of quarantine. Well, because Greg's going to come, because you care.
What are we strategizing for?
Greg's going to come out because Tim has to have the better hair. That has to happen.
Nick, this is a serious question, but it's going to sound like a joke, okay? Joey,
you already sound like a joke. It already sounds silly.
Isn't Tim's hair super blonde recently?
Okay, so
No. I think it's the gray. I think it's the lighting, and I think it's
it is lighter than it's been in the past. And because he's got such a harsh light, and because I think his camera is artificially gaining up the brightness, it looks like kind of almost desaturated, except for on the tips where it's super blonde. It just looks
blonde. No, I am legitimately like it. I'm not half gray at this point, but like I would say that every third hair is gray at this point. Oh, in real life,
I have this whole patch right here that's all gray.
I'm getting there, man.
This is what pissed me off about you, Tim, is that you're gonna go silver fox. You're gonna go a little gray, and you're gonna have dope ass thick, like peppery silver fox hair, and it's gonna be super sexy. I'm gonna have a patch of gray hair here, a patch of gray hair here, and my up top it's gonna look like I had mange. You know, when your dog like chews its own ass.
That is so fucking graphic.
It's graphic, but that's what it's going to look like. The top of the Scarpino head does not age well. It does not age well. You've seen it. I've tried to get my brother to grow a beard out, but he says he's going to look like Father Christmas.
He would. He looked like Santa.
That's
like
cool.
That'd be cool. Like, dude, grow a fucking big old beard out, man. He was like, I don't want to do that, man. Matt's so averse to change.
Wait,
does he
have blonde beard or?
Has Matt ever had a beard?
Is gray. White? No, my brother had a beard in the mid-90s, and it was the creepiest beard you've ever seen in your life because it was one where he sculpted it down this way. It was kind of like, imagine Andy's beard, but see how Andy has that little peak where it should join in with the mustache, but it just doesn't want to no matter how hard he tries.
Which, by the way, I shave now.
Do you shave that?
You just call it spade.
I've started, what's it called? Because I started disliking how wide my mustache was getting, and while it's still not connecting, like it would come out to like here, and so you could see here I make it sort of more narrow, so it's just most of my upper lip.
This makes me have a great idea. For one, a second, first off, let me finish that thought. Matt had Andy's beard basically, but he had frosted tips and he was going bald. So think about that for a second.
Pictures of this,
and
so
first off, and also Nick, this angle is not really working for me.
What is
the angle? The angle you took, it needs to be less slanted. It needs to be less three quarters.
Tell me when.
Okay.
as he takes off his headphones.
Again, he doesn't need to take off. He can't hear when.
right there. A little bit less, actually. A little bit less. There. Okay. Oh. Thank you.
No, thank you, Andy. Because this is gonna be my new look. Tim.
Yes.
This is a great idea. We'll never do it because we're too nice to each other. But how amazing would it be if we did like a white elephant gift exchange or something, where you got one person and you got to pick their look for like coming out of quarantine.
We
all brought out, and then you get to pick their look.
I mean, I'm down.
Like, because here's what I would do for Andy. If I got Andy, I would say just keep the beard and the hair exactly how it is, but grow the mustache out. Like, remember how Jeff had that, where Jeff had a big ass mustache, but he had like a kind of an undergrowth beard, and it was like sleazy, but also the kind of person you're like, I could learn a couple things about this guy.
Like, I do feel like Andy could pull that off.
You could definitely pull it off.
I semi agree with Nick on this one, that like a powerful mustache on you could change you from just being like, oh man, it's Andy all shucks, to like, oh, this is Andy.
I tried doing that because I really loved Henry Cavill's look in Mission Impossible.
That's what I'm talking about. That would be a dope look
for with you. The longer stash. And I tried doing that, but in order to accentuate that, I don't have strong facial hair, so my mustache doesn't grow out strong enough. There's a lot of gaps and shit. And so in order to accentuate the mustache, I have to shave the sides down a lot. What that does is make my face chubbier, and I have more of the neck fat going. I'm not a huge fan of it. I've tried, guys.
No, there goes Joey.
She's coming back in a second. Can we talk for a minute about Fran and how upsetting it is that we can't convince him to do a mustache? Because his mustache is so thick.
Fran has great hair. What are your thoughts
on Fran's mustache?
100% he needs a mustache. Here's the thing. If I didn't have the beard, I would have the mustache. But it's just because I love my beard so much that I don't do. But Matt, look at this. Look at this. How great would this look?
That's terrifying. It's not working.
Andy, while you're giving that,
you look like some Major Tom Selleck vibes with just the stash.
That's the coolest thing you've ever said to anyone, Joey.
You're welcome.
While you're giving that picture of Nick his full beard, can you take off the other beard and give him a mustache? Is that possible?
It's not super possible.
You have to find my chin from earlier before.
I would have to find a photo of him sans. And,
no, just beard. Anyone's chin. As long as looks okay.
What chin would we give Nick?
I feel like give me Reese Witherspoon's chin. Andy, just pop up your Photoshop.
Bruce Willis's chin?
Because that's what our actor had in KFA.
Okay.
Strong chin.
I'm happy there was an actual reason, not just that was the first thing you jumped to.
Let me back up, Tim, because here's the thing. We all know what's going to happen. We're going to come out of quarantine, and Greg's going to just default to getting his hair cut wherever he can just walk into, and it's going to go back to just being whatever.
Do you think he's going to do that, or do you think Jen's going to cut it for him now? Like, they're just in a group.
Well, no, because at some point he's going to have to cut the top part, or else he's going to get a man bun. And Greg is not going to rock a man bun. If he does, I will be relentless in my pursuit of destroying that man bun. I will be relentless. Do you understand that? Friends do not let friends have man buns. If you still rock a man bun out there and you see me, forget it.
I'm switching it over to G cutting my hair forever. We got to figure out the top. We have to teach her. But she's learned so quickly with the sides that I'm like, I believe she can do the top.
All you have to do is literally grow. Like, okay, so you're set on doing the Fran like mid-90s Vanilla Ice. Like basically, you want to do the Brad Pitt from Fury. Is that what you're looking to do?
Brad Pitt and Fury.
Oh, that's a good one, Nick. That's a great reference.
Because if that's what you want to do, Tim, I'm all for this, which was the mid-90s skater cut.
Or what about just Brad Pitt in any movie? Like
Brad Pitt and Fury. This is what I want more than
I'm 100% anything. Behind that. I'm 100% behind that.
I love it. But not the one on the entire sides. I still want a fade. I want this with a fade.
No, but you gotta commit to just having like skin and hair and a line between that cannot be crossed.
Macklemore ruined that for me.
There's a breakdown here. Yeah. I found a picture of a full breakdown of his hairline.
Do you want those lines?
Fucking good.
No, Joey, the lines show. Yeah, it shows where the fades.
Oh yeah, he's got it faded. Tim, you got it faded there. So you just
want to see more of the fade than that. But I do like it.
God, he's a bad motherfucker. Look how good look. Joey, let me ask you a question. If I showed up to one day and just looked like Brad Pitt, would you be like, "This changed my world"?
Like, I don't. Why that change, Nick? I'm a little bit confused with the question in general.
I show up to work.
So you just show up one day and you're Brad Pitt,
and you think I'm Brad. You're like, this is Brad Pitt, and then all of a sudden I go, Joey, we need to get back to James on the website, and you go, oh no, it's Nick because he's still bugging me about the fucking website.
Yeah.
What does that do to your world? Does it rock your world, or is it just right back? Are you excited for a second that Brad Pitt's here, and maybe you can ask him about Jennifer Aniston, or do you just go, oh, it's fucking Nick, and my life is back to normal.
I feel like I'm just mostly confused as to how this happened.
Joey,
I'm
confused too. I don't know how it happened. Jennifer Aniston, please. That's just a lot.
I call her Jan. Jan.
All right, I sent the picture through to assets.
Yeah, I see it. I'm bringing it up.
Right. I don't think it's long enough. That's dope, though.
Oh.
I look like a creative character for like every Ubisoft shooter.
Now, Andy, can we see the one with his fake chin? Good.
Oh. Do you want to see one where the nose is from the beard photo?
Yeah,
because it just looks kind of funky.
I mean, sure. I don't see why not. You know what's funny is I look a little bit like. Are you fans of G.I. Joe at all? Was that a thing for you guys growing up?
The movie? I was a little too young for that.
The cartoon. So there was this. I believe they were called the Dreadnoughts in G.I. Joe. Mm. And I feel like those are the guys that I'm modeling the look after right now. I got to look this up. But they were like bad guys, British, kind of punk biker looking. Oh, my God. Oh, that's not bad. That's a good blend job, bro.
Because of the angle you took it at. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I feel like this picture, man. I mean, there's something funky going on, but like, I think it's more accurate than the beard is too crushed.
No, it's too. This camera shot versus that camera shot. This one's on a different color profile. So it's crushing all the things. I could change the profile back to what it was before, but it would be a lot more gray. But Andy needs to basically just lighten up the beard a little bit.
Kev, can you bring up the other picture that was sent to assets before these two?
What was this little fuck?
Fran just posted this on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Fuck. why is he so cute?
What's the context for why he posted this?
Yeah, it's Scott Rowe. There's a thing going on of people posting pictures of him as babies. Actually, hold on, Kev. I'm gonna send assets the Twitter thread for this one.
All right.
It's like a baby picture of you with the same energy or something like that, right? Yeah.
Andy, do you know what song I have stuck in my head in my head since Saturday night?
Is it the Bugsnax song?
No, fuck this Bugsnax stuff. I don't understand it, and I never want to understand it. I don't even know what you're talking about. Don't explain it to me. But Star Wars Squadron.
6 months from now, when Nick covers the Bugsnax song,
that's gonna be amazing. No, I've got the Star Trek theme, that Michael Giacchino's massive theme in my brain, and now I'm thinking about Fran's hatred of the Star Wars Squadron trailer, which was hilarious. We were making fun of it last night.
But so here we have Scott Lowe.
But it's only showing me these two posts.
Well, he was only kid for once.
What was it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, that's fine. These are the only two I know. But yeah, okay. Scott Lowe here, which like, yeah, that's Scott Lowe, and then Corey Barlock. Look at him. Look at his little face.
Now you want to talk about a great beard hair combo. And I'm telling you right now, Tim, this is why you should not be afraid to go a little bit gray, because Barlog's hair combo is perfect.
It's cool.
It's perfection.
Dude, Corey Barlog legitimately is one of the greatest glow ups I've ever seen physically.
I don't remember when I first met him.
I was just like, you're a dude. And like, I'm going to say, he was just an okay dude.
Oh, now fuck. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Shit. Like, you're attractive. Like, you're an attractive dude. Like, you're
now, are you saying that because he is like the director of one of the best games ever made? Is that like sexy to you? Or
No. I think just the physical appearance. I think what it is
like the glasses and the gray hair and that high fade.
What it is, Andy, is it's the perfect combination of he had the glow up in coolness, in style, in identity, and just in physical, all of it coming together. All of those things, he had a glow up. A lot of people have glow ups and it's just one thing or another or blah, blah, blah. He looks awesome.
Look at him in that picture. In that picture, he looks like he just got done making one of the best games ever. And now he's going to make a movie out of it. And you're like, why? Like that hat, I can never rock that hat because I look like when my dad went to Antigua and bought one, not one, Tim, three hats when they went there. And they all say Antigua and it's like the same hat. Like, he really likes that hat a lot. It's got like the leather strap in the back. You know what I mean?
Now
it's got sweat stains. Like one's his nice Antigua hat, and the other one's the one he uses to mow the lawn. And it's great. God, I love
it. He has a dope lawn.
My dad's lawn is
a dope home theater.
I'll never forget. I've never seen my mom more pissed off than when I was mowing the lawn one time when I was a teenager, and I was not paying attention because I may or may not have been hungover, and I hit a sprinkler head and it shot through the window of the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, shit can happen, man. It just got clogged up and then shot out. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay, so Nick said that, you know, we do white elephant. We change appearances, right? You said you would have me grow out my mustache. What would you do for Tim?
The Bradley Cooper. So either the Fury, which I think he can pull off, which he's very close to pulling off right now, by the way. You just need to go a little bit fader on the left, like fade it up on the left. You're going to have to fade the left up.
It's a commitment, though. That's the fear. Because the problem is with my hair is curly, but if I put enough product and that solves anything. But it's more the sides. If I shave them, especially when I'm at the studio with where I sit, then I get that horrible haircut I got where it just looks like someone just put a toupee on top of a bald head. Yeah. Like, I get that going on. Wait,
all the comments are like, I like Tim's hat.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it looks that way if I don't have any hair here. So that's why I'm saying I still need a bit more.
You need the fade. You need that transformation, that gradation.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, at some point.
Right now it's going this way. I need to get it just a little bit more.
I don't think your hair is going to do that because it's curly. You got to just, the Brad Pitt's hair is very, very straight. And that's
unless we commit to straightening,
the thing where it does the one thing that Greg's hair will do, where like the one curl comes down, which Andy tries to right now. But yeah, but it's a curl. It needs to be like one straight line going down.
Nick, what would happen if you combed your hair the other way? Let's flip that. Let's horizontally flip this, and then then kind of get the headphones in there to force it that way.
Can he hear you?
Yeah. No, he can't hear me. Sorry.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I do think when
so like I can, if you comb it this way, but that's what I'm saying is like look how much more recede it is on this side.
If you start to
recession happening, what I want to do is just slick it back. I want it to be like this. I want to do the Gary Oldman from everything Gary Oldman's in. Hold on.
I'm just a fan of volume, you know.
Like, that's kind of what... No, that looks bad.
It looks like you have a ponytail.
Let's not.
I look like the guy that rocks a man bun because he doesn't work out, you know? Where it's like, I guess I could get muscles, but I could also grow a man
bun. You know what you look like right now? The dude who teaches yoga in that
everywhere,
movie, Couples Getaway?
Russell Brand?
Couples Retreat?
Couples Retreat. The other dude. It wasn't Russell Brand.
No, it was the guy that played the tick, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, and he'd get on the girls and he would just be like thrusting into them and all the and the husbands would be sitting there like, what the fuck? Like,
I mean, you gotta, that's how you do yoga. That's what I keep telling my wife. We got to do
yoga. That's what you remind me of.
She won't let me do it. Yeah.
The one person I want to talk about, though, is Kevin.
Oh.
Because he already got
it. Kevin, I mean, Kevin's got it for sure. Like him with the long hair. It's
get your hair up. Let's see what you blow up in.
Which version of long hair, Kevin?
Fuck you, no, this is perfect long. It's perfect long hair, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. Kevin had the barber cut for a while, and then said, "Fuck the barber cut. I'm gonna go into the like, just let it grow out." And I think that's what I want you to do, Tim, because I think your hair is that full. It would look really cool. But it's just not what the in vogue is. But I'm telling you, you'd be ahead of the curve because this barbershop stuff is not gonna last forever.
I think it might, but I appreciate that because the thing with Kevin though is I love how he looks. I love him with the long hair, but Kevin has never looked better than he did at his wedding, which was
I like the Kevin wedding look.
To be fair, at my wedding I was 30 to 40 pounds lighter than I am now.
Still,
I think that
even with your hair was cool.
Your hair was also 30 to 40 pounds lighter.
The sides were gone, right? And the top was a little bit more poopy.
Nah, don't listen to him, Kevin. Your hair looks fucking dope right now. See, if I had Kevin's hairline, that is exactly the hair that I would have.
Nick, you keep talking about like, oh, ponytail, like the man bun, oh, it's crazy. Fuck that, man. It is comfort. On a hot day, when you got hair this long, there's the heat that you need to get out.
You're pulling all of your long hair back into what could be construed as a man bun, but could also just be a ponytail. See, when you have long hair and you pull it back, you're putting it in a ponytail. The man bun is, I don't want to take the time to grow my sides out, so I'm going to shave the sides, but I still want to be able to put it up. And then do the stupid Darren Brazil thing that he had here where it was like ponytail, then back into itself ponytail, so it looked like a little
– Tim the
like
Tat Man Joe.
Japanese samurai knot that he used to have on his head, and it was
– But I do that all the time with the side hair included into it.
Yeah, but you're just –
But you have side hair. That's the difference.
Yeah, you got side hair. That's the difference.
Okay. All right, that's
I've
fine.
Recently had to get a headband because of how long my hair is.
Really?
Yeah. And by that, I mean, I took one of Gia's headbands, but I've needed it because when I don't have the product in, I can't see because my eyelashes are too long.
No, see.
And then it gets in there and it tickles.
Yeah.
I really want Kevin to sort of get. It's kind of future spoilers, but like,
okay,
the future Aragorn treatment, back. Where future the Aragorn top treatment? Hair is kind of pushed towards the back into like a ponytail, but it's all braided and it looks fucking coolish, and like the side hair is all flowing down. It's basically like medieval long hair. A lot of elves have it cut that way too, Nick. Where it's basically like the top is put back, and the rest of it is down.
That's what Kevin can get right now. He can do that right now. It's a man bun, but with longer hair on the side.
I recently got my hair braided for the first time ever.
Yeah,
very uncomfortable. Oh my god.
Yeah,
they don't tell you how much it hurts.
That's the question.
It was two braids that went along the side.
Man, I thought you did cornrows. Yeah. That'd be dope. You should do cornrows, Kevin. You can bring that back.
You it worked how. For Kim Kardashian. Go for it.
Didn't get in trouble. I would cornrow your hair now. It's hard.
I'd let you.
Not easy.
Can you imagine? It's just and that like, makes your head I'll sit there smoking a cigarette. You'll sit there sniffing the cigarette.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
That'd be a great way to spend a couple hours together.
Oh god, I would help
take you. It would take you a whole day, maybe a half day.
I like hanging out with Nick.
I know Kevin and I are buddies. Did I tell you guys I actually cut my own hair?
Did this by yourself?
Yeah, because it was twice as long as this. So a couple weeks ago, it was kept getting in my eye when I do any sort of workout. So I just said, fuck it. And I grabbed clumps of it. And so it's just like, it's all very, very mismatched.
You're so brave.
I don't care. That's the thing about my hair is like, it's just, see, you have great hair and you should care for it forever. And it will, as long as you have it, it'll be beautiful and it's great. But once your hair starts to go a little bit, yeah, of course, go to forhims.com/morning or whatever. Try to keep as much of it as possible. But you just, no matter how hard I try, it's never going to be 100%, you know? Andy, I don't know if you really feel that way, but like, I care to a degree.
I hear you constantly talking about your hair, like constantly.
I mean, a bad note because I'm insecure about it. I don't.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Okay, so what?
What was I going to say?
You're going to say, Andy, you agree?
I said, Andy, you have my mentality about hair too, where you, no matter how hard you try, do you ever feel like your hair is 100%?
At certain angles, I feel really, really happy with it. But I know that I know that the clock is ticking, you know.
It's not though. I never I look at your hair and I would have never thought you were thinning if you hadn't told me.
Yeah, on top, I'm definitely, you know, it's
thanks to
again, right? You know, this isn't a For Hims ad, but it fucking has helped. I this shit started when I was 24. No, my god, when I was like 22 and when I started noticing the thing, I was like, I'm going to be bald by 24, 25. This sucks. And it's been extended. I've had a runway.
You've both gotten me so like tripped out in a way that I had never been before, where it's like, I'll like look at myself and I'm like, is my hair going back?
You're fine,
and I'll like look in the mirror over time. And I know I'm not complaining, but it's like, there are times where I'm like, I feel like my forehead didn't used to be this big, but I think you guys are just paranoid, making me paranoid.
Andy. But,
it's possible. Yeah, that's what it is, Tim. Andy, you've got a crazy full head of hair.
Can you do me a favor? This might not work, but can you go on my Instagram and grab that picture of me when I had a shaved head with Fran and take that hairline and put it on my face with the beard?
I have to unblock you on Instagram.
Why did you block me on Instagram? I haven't posted it in 4 weeks.
Kevin, what's up?
Shitty to me.
I have some.
You gotta be the change you want to see in the world.
Where every time they do the For Hims ad, I'm like, should I start? Because I like the amount of hair that I have here is good. And every single time that I see my mom, which is like once every 2 weeks, maybe every other week, she's like, your hairline's receding.
No, it's not all the time.
Where it's like, no, now it's not. I'll just wake up to get ready for something, and I'll look at my hairline and I'll be like, there are a couple random ones here. Was that where it was?
I think me and you were in the same place where it's like, it's not, scary. But it might be.
I mean, wait, a little bit, but you guys are not going. You would know by the time you're mid, like you guys are both 30, right? Kev, you turned 30 yet or no? You're still 29.
I just turned 30.
Yeah, that's right. Your birthday. If you hit 30 and you still got great hair and it's not, and it's still there, I think you're fine. Well, I went 80 where mine started going when it was about 24.
What are you asking me to do, Nick?
Okay, go on my Instagram. There's a picture of me and Fran where I'm shaved head. Can you take the shaved head and put it on with the new beard.
Tim, does this look higher than it used to be? That
looks like. So take the screenshot of me you just took.
For sure.
Or that same screenshot and put the other hair on it. Can we do that? I want to see what I look like with the shaved head and this beard.
That's a lot.
Is he eating your couch?
Yeah. Oh, did he get his little nutties clipped? Did he clip the nutties?
Yeah. We got it clipped.
How's he doing with it? I always feel bad about that.
He's doing fine. Like, it's the first time. I always
feel bad about that.
Hold on.
You guys feel bad about it? Like, what if someone was just like, hey, man, we're going to the doctor. And you're like, okay, cool. And then you woke up the next day with no nuts and a comb.
Well, you know what's funny, Nick? I don't think I've gotten a chance to. We see each other so, like, infrequently, and it's for so little bit of time. So,
Well, you told me he had the spur in his nose, right?
Yeah, so I took him to the vet because he was sneezing uncontrollably and blood was coming out of his nose when he sneezed. God. And it was like, this is fucking terrifying.
Kevin's dog.
The vet, no, Tim, this happens to, he sniffed a foxtail.
All I'm saying is it happened to your dog.
He sniffed a foxtail. You know, the little things that get stuck on your pants when you run through a field?
Thingies.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. They're like dried out little prickly things that are annoying.
They're almost like little burrs.
Yeah, they're like a burr.
Huh.
They're not the little ball ones. They're the like.
But they're like that.
Yeah. Anyway,
they look like more wheat ish.
He got one in his nose and he kept sneezing and we took him to the vet and it was going to be a certain amount to get it taken out. And we had just called him to find out how much it would be to get him neutered. So, while I was there, I was like, oh, how much will it be to get him neutered as well? And he was like, oh, if you want to do both, it's way cheaper. So
because they got him there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we got him neutered kind of like without – like we weren't planning to do it till a little bit later, but we did it. And now he's going to be wearing the cone for another week.
It's not bad, though. It looks like he's in good spirits back there. What's he chewing on, a little chew toy? A little snacky.
No, it's a greenie. You know those for like the
The ones that clean the mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
You really see him in the shot though. There he
is. I love the idea of a chew toy that cleans your mouth.
That'd be fun for us, right? Why don't they have that for human beings?
Right.
That's a great idea.
I guess it's chewing gum.
No, yeah, but like I feel like they're not actually cleaning your mouth. That's just what they want you to think. Oral B or whatever it is.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I have something I want to bring up. And
okay. You don't have to do that Photoshop if you don't want.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
And by the way, of course, and as usual, all of my topics come from the Dan Levitard Show.
Andy, before we check in on that topic, though, we should check in on our sponsors. Hey, we all shop online, right? A lot. But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. I'm speaking for Kevin and I'm speaking for Tim right now. They told me about Honey before we even got sponsored by them because they use this service all the time to save both themselves personally and our business thousands of dollars a year, which I like because when Kevin has to buy equipment and stuff like that, he always looks for the best deal and Honey helps him do that. Here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Target or Sephora or Macy's or Etsy or Lululemon or DoorDash or Walmart, etc. You get the picture. When you check out, this little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply codes. You wait a few seconds for it to scan every promo code on the internet and boom, watch the price drop. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey sports over 30,000 stores online and they're adding even more every day? Users love Honey, and that's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's now part of the PayPal family. Again, one more time, that it's now part of the PayPal family, which is great. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda. Next up, we have ExpressVPN. Listen, let's break it down, ladies and gentlemen. We've all looked at things online before that we don't want others to see. Of course, in this episode, we were talking about, you guys can defer from yourself what we were talking about. We were talking about a few things that maybe you don't want some of your significant others to know you've been searching late at night when they go to bed. That's where ExpressVPN comes in. I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's scary. It's very scary. That's why even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter if you get your where you get your internet from, if it's Verizon or Comcast, whatever your local ISP ISP offerings is. ISPs in the United States can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. You go into amateur alert like we were talking about earlier, which is what I was alluding to in the first paragraph. I'll just say it right now. If you're going to places like that and you don't want people to know you're doing that, well, ExpressVPN is what we're talking about. This is the service you want to use. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background and is so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and boom, you are protected. ExpressVPN is available on all of your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuses for you to not be using it. I believe Tim's using it as well. And we used it, of course, the other week to watch, Last Dance, which was the ESPN documentary that wasn't available on Netflix here. This is a phenomenal service. You absolutely should check it out. Protect your online activity today with ExpressVPN, rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/kindoffunny, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/kindoffunny, expressvpn.com/kindoffunny to learn more. Now, back to the show. And we're back. There it is.
Nailed it.
All right.
And by the way, stealing things from the Dan Le Batard show is fine because they'll never know. We're too small.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of become a topic of conversation that has that is eventually bleeding into all other ESPN shows. Ooh. Where they talked about peeing is in a pool is fucked up.
Yeah.
But do you pee in the shower?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So do I. And yeah. The poll was like 77% yes. And then Mina Kimes, who I interviewed, is like, what is wrong with all of you? 77? Are you kidding me? Wait, but I feel like people just pee in the shower. I feel like it's a normal thing.
That's gross.
I think the pool thing is weird because A, it's public.
The pool thing's weird.
It's a contained like set of liquid versus a shower. It goes in the drain. If you peed in like a bubble bath, then I think that's when.
Oh, yeah, God. That's gross.
That's no, the
no, no, but Joey, and I'm not saying I'm for peeing in a pool. I'm very much against that as well. But
obviously least, a little bit different.
Well, at least there's chlorine.
Totally.
Yeah. But
which is peeing, why I pee in pool.
Peeing in showers, come on. That's horrifying. You guys no, Tim, you do this too?
Yeah. I mean it depends. It depends. Recently in my shower, there's like the drain's not that great. It's a poorly designed drain because it's also a bathtub, which is stupid. Showers should be showers. I mean that with all sincerity.
Wow, but, what a controversial take from
yes, very brave of me. But I hate that because of this, like the little holes in the drain are so little that so much hair gets stuck in it that the water slowly like gets down. So it's not always. So it's never like. Yeah, that's thing is it's not really typically if we are good about cleaning it, which we normally are, it's not like getting to my feet, but there's still kind of a little buildup. So when there's a buildup, even if it's just a little inch, I'm not peeing in that, you know. But if there's no buildup,
no direct pipeline.
Pee away.
So, yeah, I mean I'm the same way with you. So I usually go to the bathroom before I get into the shower because I don't like to mix the two. I enjoy both equally. But if there's a moment where I'm like, I've been in the shower for a while because I'm relaxing and the hot water just soothes it out of you, I'll just turn over and arc a stream right into that thing. I'll just whatever, right into the drain. Who cares?
Oh, no, I'm saying arc it from the shower to the toilet.
No, that would be amazing. Oh my god, no, the other day, this is my wife laughed so hard at this. So they're doing of course they're doing a ton of construction in my building again, because what could be more annoying than not being able to leave your building, having someone fucking gutting an apartment next to you for the past week and waking up in the morning. But they had to turn the water off, and I don't know if you guys have ever lived in a big building that's old, but when they turn the water off, air gets in the line and then has to flush out of the line slowly but surely as everyone in the building turns their faucets back on. So I thought I had it, the cold water, right? I go into the shower the next morning to turn on the hot water, and it's like sputtering a little bit, but it comes out, right? So I get a nice lather of my For Him shampoo in my head, and the water cuts out for a second and then goes, pah, and just hits me in the back. And I scream like this. I'm like, ah! And a second later, I hear Danielle start laughing at me from the next room over. I'm like, oh, damn it. She heard it. It was no good. Anyway.
Yeah. I want, we were talking about makeovers earlier. I really want Bless to grow his hair out. And I know he's been desperate for a haircut. Blessing's been so desperate to get a haircut recently. And I don't know why necessarily. It's not even that long.
Well, it's because he's in that in-between stage. I totally get
what you're saying. Yeah, the awkward in-between stage.
Yeah, he's like, he's not like, you either go clean or you get it out and then you have your options. But he's in that point where it's just like, damn it, this sucks.
I'm thinking Bless gets like a blonde streak of a highlight of some sort. And it gets really, really tall. Like it's such a
like Demolition Man. Like what are you thinking about here?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of
shit. If he went full on Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man, that would be. Oh, I would pay for that. I would legit use company funds to pay for that. That's what I would do. Not out of my own pocket.
One of my favorite Spurs players has a very, very high. Well, it's not. Here, check this out. I'm putting it in assets.
Go for it.
No, so the thing about the guy on the left, it's not the guy on the right. Although the guy on the right recently cut his hair because it was a very, very crazy story that one of the Spurs players has his hair fucking huge. And he said that he used it to sort of, he felt like he was growing his hair out because he was abused as a child. He was sexually abused as a child and he grew it out to sort of just like change who he was, you know? To kind of like almost as if he was changing his identity. But the guy on the left, I love his hair. His name is DeJounte Murray. That's
dope.
He has fucking sick ass hair, and I want Blessing to grow it up that tall.
That'd be so
cool. Here's the thing about Blessing, though, that he's so unbelievably fortunate is that he looks great bald. So
he has a great head shape. Yeah.
If I were him and I had that head shape and I looked that good with my hair like super, super short, I would never grow it out. I would keep it like
there's,
that forever.
There's a photo that so Chloe was recently posting all of her like favorite RTX moments, and there's this turnaround shot of all of them that RTX had at this photo booth, and Blessing's hair was super, super short and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because he's got a good head shape and he's fortunate. I have a gigantic head.
Weird bumps or anything like that, like grooves. I had a buddy of mine that he has the best hair, but one time he tried to shave it and he's got a couple of those like pug like divots in his head. So when he shaved his head, it was all one length, but a couple of the like wrinkles inside showed more hair.
I've seen that.
So it looked like he couldn't, and he could never get in there.
I've seen that before. That's a sort of like condition, I think. I think it's a rare condition when people have like the head wrinkles and stuff like that. Because I grew up where I grew up, there's a lot of like kids that wanted to be gangsters or kids that were in actual gangs that were always shaving their head. They never really grew their hair out. And a couple of them had the wrinkle stuff like either across the head or just in the back. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely like an actual, I think it's an actual condition. It's not just some weird happenstance.
So now I feel really bad about making fun of my friend. Thanks, Andy. Why don't you text me before I start talking shit about people?
No, I mean, I just mean that like several people have it. Like it's kind of a rare thing that happens.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's always people that have like divots and stuff like that. Maybe maybe I hit by a golf ball real hard one time. Nobody knows about these things.
Speaking of head wrinkles, I keep thinking about, there's this funny video from a streamer that Joey and I watch a lot, Tim the Tat Man.
Do love Tim.
And Tim the Tat Man is severely balding, eventually just kind of grew a sort of top knot. He eventually just had this top knot, but
oh my God,
Tim, he was so bald. He was so bald and his like, you know, his hair was receding so much that he eventually just had this little man bun. He eventually shaved it all off after years and years of having the man bun, but he discovered that he had a dent in his head, like on top. And it's just the funniest fucking clip. And some people are like, do you think it's because he wears a headset like 8 hours, 9 hours a day when he streams? But it's funny of just him being like, oh my God, that's not a fucking dent. Like it cuts to like a zoom in shot. I was like, I have a fucking dent in my head.
Wait, guys, is it as big as it looks when you Google it?
Tim the Tatman.
I don't remember.
The dent? I'm going to show you guys, okay?
Oh, no. No.
Show it to us.
Oh, my. No, that's not a big
no, that's no, not.
That was because that looks just like Tim's head.
That was shot.
Yeah, my head is similar to that. I mean, it's not like that, but it's what I imagine his head actually looks like, where there's like a, we got a there's a
little flattening.
Got it. Yeah,
it's not flattening. It's more like there's a second layer going up. It's like pinto bean shaped a little bit.
But it was just—it's one of the funniest videos of the moment that he discovers it. I have a dent in my.
Because he thought that his chat was just trolling him, and then you can see the realization on his face of like, yeah. Oh, no.
But I'm so glad he shaved the top knot. When he shaved that top knot, it was thank God. He needed
a little onion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they would always Photoshop him as an onion, like with the little top thing.
Wait, that's actually hilarious.
What are you gonna do?
Nick, I'm almost done with this, by the way.
Okay, cool. While you're doing that, Andy, I'm gonna take a couple seconds. We had some patrons that wrote in. Of course, if you guys want to support this show and be a part of it, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back us at the fan mail tier or above. Of course, if you want to back us high, you can be one of the Patreon producers whose name we slaughter at the beginning of this, and we'll give you a fun nickname. That's not a promise. It just ends up happening organically. So if your name's Mike or whatever, we're just going to – that's a dumb name. We're going to make fun of you like that. But, of course, a couple people have written in
Mike questions. It's what you came up with.
Oh, wait, Tim, is this your divot?
Well, yeah, Kev. Can you bring up my little divot?
God, you look like your brother. It's so weird. God, I forgot you had earrings. Man, you really had a different look back then.
That's Alfredo behind me.
What's he doing?
You can see his earring next to my mouth.
What's on your shirt, Tim?
It is some model with Mickey Mouse holding her boobs. Because I thought that was appropriate to wear outside.
Oh, yeah, the little divot. I see it. I see that little dance.
Yeah, you see the whole thing?
This is a very generous picture.
No, it's not.
Okay, never mind.
That's how it looks.
You Kevin, what did you look like when you were this age? Like, what was the Kevin aesthetic at this period of time when you were friends with Tim?
I don't know. Has Kevin ever had an aesthetic?
Yeah.
Like, Kevin, were you ever like, you know, like when I was growing up and
jeans,
even still now,
Converse,
I guess.
And, you know, Hot Topic, like shirt that said something.
Got it. Okay. That said something.
Shirt that said
something. At one point,
there's a lot of shirts. That stand out in my mind for Kevin's look.
But the one so that's the best
is his Death Angel.
Shirt. No, Death Angel.
I hate you.
But we unfortunately beat out of Kevin with that one sitting where he's like, "I'm never wearing this shirt again." But the mama.
I've worn it several times.
But the, what was the grandma shirt? Was the "Mito Mama Tambien" or whatever it said?
No, it didn't say that. It said "With love, your grandmother."
It was so good. Yeah. It was the best shirt. I wish we could have sold that shirt.
I still
tu mama
it.
También. Why did your mind go there?
It's a movie.
Great movie.
By the same guy that did the third Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, it's Alfonso Cuarón movie. Let's see. Ishkabob.
All right, here's the photo in the ass.
Let's look at this and then we'll ask this.
It's so hard. The angles did not match up at all.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Maybe.
It's cool though.
It is kind of cool. But I feel like it would be cool if the sides were shorter, but I have the top like just shaved in. Maybe I'll
Oh my gosh.
It. Joey, how do you feel about this?
I mean, it does like take it. A little bit of imagination to like put it all together.
Yeah. Well, Andy, okay.
I don't hate it, but I like your longer hair.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna keep the longer hair.
Andy, I feel like it's just too sharp. Can you like make it fuzzier?
I'm gonna do something here. While we're milling about with that, Ishkabob wrote it and said, "Hey KF crew, I'm nervous and super excited because I'm about to close on my very first condo next week. The place is awesome and has a really cool basement that I would like to turn into a man cave. Problem is, I have absolutely no idea where to begin. Thinking about it, I realize that all of you probably have some really cool decorations and gadgets that you love. So I was wondering, out of all of the things you've accumulated over the years, what are some of your favorites? Do you have any recommendations of, quote, must-own items? I'm mainly thinking about subtle geek things, but it could be anything that you love. Really appreciate you guys and all you do. Thanks, Ish." I'm married-ish, so I'm not allowed to keep stuff like that around my house anymore for under the threat of my wife making fun of me and just giggling to herself. But I know the other guys have slightly more forgiving significant others. So guys, what are some of the things you must have in your man case?
I have the assault rifle from Alien that I stole from IGN.
Shut the fuck up.
I really like that. Yeah. It normally sits on top. Huh? The pulse rifle, yeah. Normally sits on top of the bookshelf, but I haven't actually brought stuff up yet.
That's cool as ice, dude.
I
really those things. That was like one of the coolest designs of any weapon ever made.
It really is. The fact that it has a little counter on it that works when you actually shoot the BB guns. That's it's so cool.
Does the bottom grenade launcher do anything, or is that mostly for show?
No, that's actually where
Is that where you load the BBs?
The batteries go in there. No, you load the BBs through the
BB. What is going on at your house?
What do you think? Since this all started, there's been construction. There's still construction, all right?
I just love it. I just love that because I feel like this is one of those moments why I love Kind of Funny. Is this shit's happening, and I make eye contact with Joe, who's upstairs from me, but we're still doing this digitally, but it still feels like we are making eye contact.
100%.
I just love, this perpetual just dun, 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 dun. Kev, can you show people your picture?
You were so young.
I'm sorry, what?
It's weird.
I sent assets a picture of you.
Oh.
This is like how I remember you for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, I miss this shirt a lot. What? Your mom gave me this shirt, remember?
I know, yeah.
She got it. What shirt is it?
It's Marvel.
It's like a Marvel shirt. Like
everyone. It was like Civil War, I think.
The OG Civil War.
I also made the beard less punchy, Kevin, but it's tough, man, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I don't have my tablet. It's a whole thing.
Look at that, Kev. That's Kevin, man.
Oh, baby Kev.
Yeah. The milk baby right there.
Yeah, I love that. Was probably that was the same year of the picture of me with the dent in my head.
God, you guys were so freaking young and such babies. Is that Marvel? Yeah. Is it a Marvel?
Why do you
show
have this picture?
I went on your Facebook.
And I found Tim keeps everything. Tim has folders of folders of folders of blackmail material for all of us. The only saving grace is that he can't remember where he put anything. So that's the only good thing.
There we go.
Now he knows.
So to answer your question, Nick, about the man cave stuff, is I could not recommend more a couple subreddits. Every morning I wake up and I look through some of these things and I learn so much. Number one, r/battlestations. It's all about computer desk setups. And if you're a hardcore gamer, you're going to want to check this out. Number two, just home theater. Even if you're not planning on having a home theater, you just learn a lot about design and style of a room. A lot of really cool stuff. Number three would just straight up be r/mancave. There's a lot of great ideas there. Then
sounds fun.
You take all those together, you take what you like, and you move on. So many cool things. I want to give you a couple tips, though. I might have already talked about this on a podcast before, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself. Do not comment on these subreddits. do not put pictures of your setup on these subreddits.
You will get eaten alive.
Because there's two things that'll happen. Battle stations, which is the computer setup, desk setup thing, are the most welcoming people of all time. Feel free to comment. Feel free to ask questions. Put the pictures of your setup, and people are going to find what they love about it and talk about that. Home theater are some of the most evil people I've ever seen on the internet, where no matter how dope your setup is, they will rip you apart and question every single thing you've ever done in your life, all the way back to birth. Do not comment there. The man cave one, there's somewhere in the middle. A lot of assholes, a lot of nice guys. But hey, that's all I got for you.
All right. Okay.
I don't really know. I didn't really fully hear the question because I was photoshopping.
The question was what kind of shit do you keep in your man cave that you would recommend for this person who's buying a new condo for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess it just comes down to personal tastes. Like, what, you know, I like having a shelf with figurines that I could throw up there and just like I have behind me.
Right.
And that shelf has also turned into like the bottom row. I just have a bunch of cables on there and shit. But it you know, it's just I like stuff that shows my personality. And I like the idea that if you have I love that my nephews and nieces think that I'm cool because I'm into video games. And I like the idea of like, oh, he's got a bunch of nerdy toys. I can, it's okay for me to feel that way as well about nerdy shit, you know?
Right. That's cool.
I just want my personality to show through with the collectibles that I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, any recommendations?
Yeah, I've been like buying a bunch of art for my room during all this COVID stuff because I was like, oh, I should put some stuff up. And it's been hard for me to find the right pieces of things that I love and showcasing them without it looking like too like kitschy. Mm-hmm. Cause I didn't, like, I love like
I love The Office, but I don't want like an Office poster in my room.
Right.
So I've been looking at a lot of Etsy stuff, and there's like obviously so many cool artists that are doing things. So what I've been buying are like these like kind of like pseudo old school travel posters, but people make them of fictional places. So I have one for Stars Hollow, which
I love those. I love when you showed us those. Those are sick.
I have one that's Scranton from The Office. I have one that's Isla Nublar from Jurassic Park. I have a Gotham one that's still in a tube that I need to unroll. And then like, I've just been trying to find things that like look cool in a cool color palette that shows the things that I like without it being like just a normal poster. So really I would look at stuff like Etsy and like all of the artists too. Like there's some stuff that I'm looking for that I can't find, but I've bookmarked artists that I like. And like, there's a few of them that I'm commissioning to do like custom pieces, and they're like not super crazy expensive. So if you find people, like a lot of them are willing to work with you if you're looking for like a specific thing that you can't find. So don't be afraid to like reach out about that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't like I will never just have a video game poster in my room. And that's fine if that's your aesthetic. Like that definitely is a lot of people's. But for me, I like it more where video games aren't the aesthetic and like entertainment properties even aren't the aesthetic. It's more like a design choice and color choice first. And do those things fit into that in a way? And like even the controllers up here, like I don't love it. Like it's a little too video gamey for me. But what I do like is that it looks cool with the hue lights behind it. So I committed to that, but like even with the art, it's more of like I like the artist, and you don't look at those and immediately think video games. You think more, oh, art, vibe, color, all that stuff to kind of keep it all like really clean lines and just really like the minimalist aesthetic that is very popular right now in kind of nerd design. But I like that stuff as opposed to just like logos of a thing that you kind of relate to.
Yeah. Wow. Our whole living room and kitchen is basically just all stuff that Barrett's put up, like the Zelda posters or Cuphead and shit like that. I'm like you, Tim. I prefer the more minimal, pretty art, cool artists making posters with awesome art styles. I've been into that since my Tumblr days when I was like trying to make posters like it on Tumblr and shit. I love that minimal vibe. Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Das Connor. I think we may have broached this one before, so let me know if I'm reusing a question here, but this was from June. He says, as a child, what things did you worry about or think would be super big deal that turned out to not actually matter at all in everyday life? A few of my favorites are quicksand, lava, and poison. Quicksand for sure was terrifying.
So funny.
Well, so we have talked about this, I think even recently, briefly. Right. But I only was because of a question. It was just like in context of something else. But Kevin and I legitimately had to worry about quicksand, which puts us in the small minority of the world, where there was this playground near us called Mountain Lake Park that legitimately had quicksand in the lake. And it was terrifying to us as kids. We weren't supposed to be in the lake in the first place. But that
never stopped us. You know what
I mean? It didn't stop us.
Now let's catch some tadpoles.
But eventually it did kind of like give us the idea that we shouldn't go too deep into this lake because we might die.
Okay.
Like that one horse did.
Because the horse once went into the lake and was sinking. And they had to shoot it to put it out of its misery.
What the fuck?
It's like a long time ago, but it's a story we all knew.
Holy shit.
Where did the horse come from that it just ended up in the lake?
Well, there was in that area, there's a lot of police horse.
Yeah, there's the park, so it's not, you know, police horse all over the place.
Yeah, it's less of a playground, and there's a playground in a park. Like, it's very Golden Gate Park-esque. A lot of trees. Okay. There's a lake. The mountain's not really a mountain at Mountain Lake Park. It's more of a hill, but Hill Lake Park doesn't sound as good.
Okay.
All right.
What other things... I don't know. I feel like my mom always was like, you got to watch out. Somebody's going to come like at you in a parking lot with chloroform and kidnap you.
So
you
have to be
aware of your surrounding. I'm like, where are all of these random people getting chloroform? Like, how hard is it to actually get chloroform?
Wait,
do people
still use it? That's never happened to you?
I knew Kevin was going to pop in.
That's the best. That is the best.
What's the Kevin take on this?
No, he was asking if has that actually happened to you.
Always be ready is what my take is.
Oh, okay. No, it's never happened to me, but I am so paranoid now that like I won't park next to like a
at
weird
any point someone will have a rag and maybe, you know. God, what does that smell like?
The worst thing is the rag was disappearing as he said that.
Yeah, it sure was. It sure was. Oh my God.
I always grew up scared of drive-by shootings just because of like gang activity back home. And then I had not a neighbor, but a person like three houses down that a buddy of mine, his parents were shot in a drive-by shooting because of like gang stuff. Cause he had tried, his older brother had tried to leave a gang. And then I was always scared of it before that. And that just like further reinforced that, you know, shit will happen. And we would always, I remember like we'd be playing outside with friends and then a car would start to slowly drive down the street and we'd be like, drive by. We'd always like hide. And like, we were just like, we were trained to hide whenever a car would slowly drive down a street because we thought they were preparing to shoot. It was like horrifying, dude.
That's fucking crazy. Terrifying.
Yeah, his parents survived. His parents lived, but they were both shot. Like, it's fucking nuts. Now that, like, when I think about it, how close we were, and my dad, like, walked outside, and my mom got super pissed at, like, 2 in the morning. It was like, where are you going outside? Stay inside. What the fuck are you doing? You know, like, she was all freaking out.
No, Joey's gone again. She doesn't like that story.
I'm going to say long division.
Well, math in general terrified me. Because I had a bunch of friends that were always super smart, right? And I actually went up to something called higher math in high school, which was above, I think it was the highest you could possibly go in my district at that time. And I should not have been in that
trigonometry
class.
Probably.
I was so lost, always lost. This was after calculus 2 or something like that. It was like, it went like calculus 2 and then higher math, something like that. But I always had this terror that I was going to have to use, like I would wake up in sweats being like, I have to use calculus to solve a problem, like a life or death problem. And then when I hit college, after college, I was like, I've never used math again. I don't think I've ever used calculus once in my life, as an adult male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was part of my stand-up set at the RTX thing, but I was saying like long divisions, like there was such a threat from my teachers that are just like, one day you're going to grow up and you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket. And it's just like, joke's on you. Totally do. Anytime I need math, I'm good. Long division, couldn't do it to save my life unless I had my phone on me, which I often do.
But that's not even long division. That's just regular division.
D loves that joke. She actually just talked about that the other day. I forget what we were watching. We were watching a comedy special, but I think she was trying to look and find Dave Chappelle's new special because I think it's on YouTube or something like that.
On YouTube, yeah.
But
not even really a special.
No, it's more of just him talking, right?
And it's really good.
Real good.
Nick, have you watched Middle Dish and Schwartz yet?
No. What is that?
It is it's Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley.
That's their one-man show. I tried watching it. I couldn't get into it, dude.
What? Oh my God. I was crying of laughter.
It's two guys that I'm like, if you're going to do stand-up, bro. Don't be trying to go up there with some improv bullshit.
don't say that. It's fucking good. I was like crying of laughter several times because of all the callbacks and all. Yeah, I really loved it. And then Greg immediately DM'd me. I was like, oh my God. And we were just like talking about funny moments that happened. And I thought it was great. How long did it take you to peace out?
I think I watched it for maybe like 5 minutes. And I was like, I can't.
I got like 10 minutes in.
This really? Is too much. Improv people are just, they're a certain breed.
I don't know what that means.
the internet doesn't agree with Nick.
There's a done. Line in the sand.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
Oh, am I back?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. No, there's a, there's just a running rivalry between stand-ups and improv people. Because you usually go improv so you can go on Saturday Night Live, but every once in a while, a stand-up will make it on a Saturday Night Live and they suck because it's not what they do. And then they always like Chris Rock famously was like a great stand-up and came over and tried to do stand-up and they were just like, no, you can't. You suck.
Got it.
But guess Eddie Murphy broke that one. This is a good podcast, everyone.
I got some fun for the post show, Nick.
Yeah, you got something fun for the post show? Well, let's get into the post show. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you've watched this whole thing, we very much appreciate you. If you're watching live, we don't do the show live. No, we do the show live. Do we do the show live on Twitch?
Is that we do the show live on YouTube.
YouTube.
This is YouTube for the Patreons. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys so much. And of course, if you're watching this after it has gone behind the window, go ahead and give us a subscribe to that channel. Hit that bell notification if that's still a thing, so you can get our sweet, sweet sounds into your sweet, sweet earbuds every week. And if you've already subscribed, hey, think about leaving a comment in the comments below. Let us know what you should leave in your man cave, or what are some of your coveted items that your wife may or may not like, probably does not like.
How should we do our hair? How should everyone at Kinda Funny do our hair?
Before we do that, Kevin, can you bring up that last picture I put in assets? Andy, this is what I was asking you to do, but I did it while everyone else was talking because I'm super talented. Let's see if Kevin can pull this up.
Give me a second. I got it. It's right here.
Where is he? Let's see if he can make this putt. He's got a 19-yard putt. He's gotta get that putt in there too. There it is. That's kind of what I want to rock. That like kind of longer on top, shaved head, and then like shaved on the side.
I love that you kept the one where it's the nose and the beard were together.
I got to do it right.
I really think you can do this.
I think I could pull it.
I think you could too.
I think it'd be fun. And if not, I just
what you have now better though.
Maybe I don't know.
You could just go shorter and shorter and shorter and work up.
The last time I did it, I kind of regretted it, shaving the head. But then I kept it for like a year, and my wife finally told me to just grow back up. Anyway, we'll talk about this and more fun stuff on our post show. Of course, if you're a patron, stick around because you're going to get this right now.